Why did I start the podcast? Well, there are people out there who are so busy that they forget how special they are. And I'd like this podcast to be their reminder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our busy lives to get a drink and reflect on both the world around us and ourselves. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is a Nescafe Gold with a bit of milk and a bit of sugar. How are you? I hope you've had a good week so far. It's been a busy week for me. I've been in a relationship with the library for a while, but this week in particular, I found myself seeing her a great deal more. I've been working more hours than I normally do in terms of both academics and extracurricular commitments. But despite all of that, opening a dialogue with you all is a break for me. It's a chance for me to express my thoughts and share some moments of wisdom with those of you who tune in every week. To me, that is quite relaxing. We've talked about having breaks before, and so I hope this episode will be your break. And if this episode isn't a break for you, I hope that this episode will remind you to take a break in whatever way you need to, no matter how busy your week has been. Now, I'm sure many of you know what day is coming up next week, Valentine's Day. And so I feel as though it's only appropriate that I discuss Valentine's Day, given its impending arrival and debatable importance. I use the word debatable because it means different things to different people. Like most things in life, when it comes to Valentine's Day, people have mixed feelings about it. Some actively look forward to the holiday with excitement, whereas others disregard the holiday with a sense of disgust and disapproval. I'm sure there are even some who feel relatively indifferent to the holiday and think of it as another normal working day. As your host, it is not my place to say which stance on the matter is right or wrong, because I thoroughly believe that not everything is black and white. Whether Valentine's Day is a good thing or not, there's no right or wrong answer. And instead of passing judgment, I want to explore all of these thoughts revolving around this loved themed holiday in the hope that we will learn something about each other and appreciate that for what it is. Without further ado, let's move on to today's topic. As you all know, the theme for this month is love. Our topic for today, can you be your own Valentine? And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Valentine's Day. I've already said this, but it means different things to different people. By no means am I a world-class historian, but if memory serves well, Valentine's Day commemorates the death of Saint Valentine, a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. One legend contends that when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he outlawed marriage for young men. Valentine, realizing the injustice of this decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. And unfortunately, when Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he was put to death. Now, to this end, Valentine's Day can be thought of as a symbol to promote the idea that love conquers all. There is a deep emotional connection between human beings that overcomes any aspect of society. And some would argue that that same symbolism has translated to practices surrounding Valentine's Day nowadays. You see many people in relationships taking their significant other out to dinner, to the cinema, or even on a simple walk to show how much they appreciate the other. There are also some who aren't necessarily in relationships, but they take Valentine's Day as an opportunity to declare their affection for someone in particular and have a lovely time with them. Despite whatever their everyday schedule might be, those who partake in the Valentine's Day festivities set time aside to make plans to have an enjoyable time with someone important to them. However, there's a converse argument that Valentine's Day has become nothing more than a commercial holiday. Yes, people buy gifts such as chocolates and flowers for each other on Valentine's Day to show their appreciation, but surely that is something we should do every day, or at the very least endeavour to do. Not necessarily with monetary spending, but through actions in a similar fashion. There is now a mentality that Valentine's Day gifts have to be expensive in order for them to be well received. More fundamentally, there now exists a pressure on people to buy lavish gifts. It's even possible that this pressure extends to those who aren't necessarily in long-term relationships or seeing anyone in particular, in that there's this preconceived notion that they must also find a Valentine. Not because it would be fun to have one, but out of the fear of being alone on Valentine's Day. And for those who do not have a Valentine, sometimes this may feed into an underlying mentality that someone isn't good enough to be in a relationship or be a Valentine and is therefore not desirable. To this end, some people deem Valentine's Day to be an inflammatory holiday of sorts, one that highlights the issues in society with regards to how we approach love and relationships between each other, and how we approach the expression of said love. Some would argue that Valentine's Day is a sign that the core essence of what love is supposed to be has given way to commercialism and instant gratification, as opposed to remaining true to the long-lasting, innocent, honest feeling that withstands the trials of time. I'd like to ask you a question. Where do you stand? Granted, these descriptions of mine may be perceived as a bit blasé, but they do make a good point. Earlier, I mentioned that it was not my position to determine whether either argument was right or wrong, but merely to discuss these points of view, in the hope that we would all learn something new about each other. Valentine's Day is whatever you want it to be. For those of you who want to take someone out, have a good time with them, make memories. Then by all means, do so, and I applaud you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to make time for them. Mind you, that doesn't mean you are forced to spend a lot of money in order for them to have a good time. Money is but a means to an end. Surely, your partner would appreciate you being present, not just in body, but in mind and heart. Surely you'd be better off spending money on something which you'd both enjoy, rather than on an expensive outing for the sake of being expensive. If anything, it might be the case that you don't need to spend any money at all. It might be that enjoying each other's company is all that's required. Valentine's Day, like any other, should be seen as an opportunity for you two to bond in a memorable way, a way in which only you two can do. Money does not need to be involved in order to make that magic happen. It is with your actions that the magic exists. Similarly, for those of you who don't have a Valentine, you don't need to find a Valentine for the sake of it if you don't want to. Not having a Valentine on Valentine's Day does not make you undesirable or incapable of being with someone. Remember, it is just one day in a year which happens to be celebrated. And during these celebrations, we discuss sharing love and creating positive memories with those we care about. Who is to say that our friends cannot be our Valentines? Can you not go out with a group of friends or a couple of friends who you hold dear to you and love and want to express that by going out on an outing with them? More fundamentally, can you not be your own Valentine? Can you not see Valentine's Day as a break from your regular schedule for you to give yourself some tender loving care? Perhaps a hot chocolate, a warm bed, a good film which you've been meaning to watch, a day trip at the spa, a pottery class. What we forget is that love comes in many forms, romantic, platonic, but it all encompasses that deep, meaningful connection that I mentioned earlier. There is no reason why all types of love cannot be expressed on the 14th of February every single year. Now you might be wondering, how can I be my own Valentine? Is this acceptable? To be my own Valentine? Of course it is, but it isn't a matter of whether it's acceptable or not. Acceptable by whose standards? Yours? Society's? Even if it wasn't deemed acceptable, which individual made that the case? Again, Valentine's Day is whatever you want it to be. If you are promoting love, be it with a partner, a friend, or yourself, it matters not. In this lifetime, we shouldn't let preconceived notions by society or by ourselves and our own prejudgment determine our actions all the time, particularly when those notions are arbitrary and don't really have a right or wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists whom without I would not have been able to produce this episode. You can find their details in the description of this episode, as per usual. Now, I know Valentine's Day is on the 14th, and this is going to go up much before the 14th. It's going to go up on the 8th. But what I would like to do is have a post-Valentine's Day episode. So tune in next week for that, because we're going to discuss Valentine's Day again with a bit of a different spin on it and a bit of a different focus. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme, love. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you.